This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Zoe Schneiderman. I work for Wildbrain, which is a kids entertainment production distribution company. And I run the media operations department, but because I have a major passion for digital asset management and system management, we have taken on a lot of title management and library for the company.
Zoe, how are you involved with user adoption?
We control the library of over 100,000 assets of children's content. We have one of the biggest libraries outside of the studios for children's content. Because of that, we had to create systems to allow people to see what content we had, how they could use it, what opportunities there were. And so because of those systems, we've had to ensure that a lot of people are able to use our systems, adopt them, and self-direct as much as possible. So that's how I involved with it in the company at this point.
Zoe, what are the biggest challenges and successes with user adoption?
I think one of the biggest successes we've seen is governance. Really working a good governance model has really worked for our source of truth. Of course, there's always room for improvement. But we've been able to make our titles available to other systems. So one of the ways we've created user adoption is by being able to share our data with their specific system. So they're using our data, but they're using it through their own comfort level on their specific system. Also, training has been really important. So we've been able to spread the use of our title management system throughout the company by just making training available. They can get it anytime they want. They have an email they can reach out to, and Jeremy's there, and he can help train or retrain. I think retraining is a big thing that's been a key to our success. Challenges, for sure, it doesn't work the way it's supposed to right off the bat, and people will drop it like a hot potato. And that's been a really big problem for us in some of our systems. We have had legacy systems that aren't as easy to use, the UX isn't as good, and so it's really hard to convince people to use it. But I do believe that training really is key to our biggest successes.
Zoe, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I think the main thing is don't give up. Don't give up. Don't stop asking questions. Don't stop trying to improve the system. So improving user adoption is also making sure your system is working for the people you want to use it. And so training, retraining, that's like my mantra, training, retraining. Don't just put it out there and forget about it. You need to really be working with the people who need to use the system. Some of our rollouts have been great when we really include those people in the actual configurations and implementations. We've had a lot of good feedback from people, and when people feel heard, they're more likely to use your system. So that governance model of like meeting quarterly or yearly or whatever you have time for with your users and get their feedback, or have a system where they can give you feedback on the thing, and don't be afraid of criticism. That's okay. No system's going to be perfect. Getting that feedback, I think, is crucial.
Zoe, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Unfortunately, I'm not a very good academic, so I have no white papers or anything. It's something I would like to get into. But my personal work you can't find, although I do follow different pieces of writing, like at Henry Stewart conferences and the like. So I think that's... I love being part of the digital asset management community as well as the kind of analytics community. I find that they have the same similar issues on LinkedIn. I found a great network there as well.
Great. Well, thanks, Zoe.
Thanks for having me.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.